We have a responsibility not only to our constituents and our children and grandchildren to take on the energy challenge we have in America, not once, not twice, but very often. Many of us want to do a thorough, comprehensive bill that creates jobs, breaks our addiction to foreign oil, and curbs pollution. Unfortunately, this time, we don't have a single Republican to work with in achieving this goal. For me, it's terribly disappointing, and it's also very dangerous. So the President, Senator Kerry, and I, and others, large numbers of my caucus, will continue to reach out to Republicans and work with environmental and energy committees and communities to garner the support needed to move forward on a much larger, more comprehensive bill than I'm going to outline in a few minutes. But Republican political calculations don't change our obligation to lay the foundation of a safer and stronger future. So in the next few days, I'm going to introduce a four-part bill. Number one, we're going to hold BP accountable to ensure that they clean up their mess and things like this that happen in the future. Hopefully we can stop them from ever happening, but if they do, there'll be a process to move forward. Number two, we need to lessen our dependence on foreign oil. That's very, very important. Our country's blessed with abundant resources, and we must tap into the one that we have more resource than any country in the world, and that's natural gas. And that's why we're going to invest in the manufacturing of natural gas vehicles, mainly the big trucks. Number three, we need to do something that creates jobs, and we're going to do that. Homestar is something that's been talked about and talked about and talked about. Now we're going to legislate Homestar, energy efficiency program that is so key to the future of what we do with energy in this country. It creates jobs, lowers consumer energy costs, and this, like the Menendez-Hatch provision that I'll make part of this legislation, the natural gas provision, bipartisan. And finally, the fourth provision of this bill is going to be something many have worked on in Congress for a long, long time, and that is to put some money back in the Land and Water Conservation Fund, which is essential to the future environment of this country. Senator Kerry?
Well, I want to thank Senator Reid, Leader Reid, for his significant leadership over the last several years to help to build a strong consensus and a growing coalition with respect to climate and energy comprehensive legislation. Over the past year and a half, working with Leader Reid, we've had hundreds of meetings and negotiations, and we have built an unprecedented coalition of support, which has moved us further along in this process than at any time in this effort. We today have support from industries and stakeholders that have opposed previous bills, and that is a very, very important achievement. But we've always known from day one that in order to pass comprehensive energy climate legislation, you got to reach 60 votes. And to reach those 60 votes, you got to have some Republicans. And as we stand here today, we do not have one Republican. I think that it's possible to get there. Even this morning, Senator Lieberman and I had a meeting with one Republican who has indicated a willingness to begin working towards something. And Harry Reid today is committed to giving us that opportunity, that open door, if you will, over the next weeks, days, months, whatever it takes to find those 60 votes. So the work will continue every single day. And in the meantime, as Senator Reid has just said, we have an obligation to the American people. We have an obligation to our country. And that is to respond to the oil spill in the Gulf. And that's why Senator Reid is going to bring this admittedly narrow, limited bill to the floor, because he's determined to do what we can in the time frame that we have before the August break. That will address some of our energy independence and some of our energy dependence and some of the oil spill issues. Now, let me be crystal clear. As Senator Reid said, this legislation that he has proposed does not replace climate legislation. It does not replace comprehensive energy legislation. President Obama called me before this meeting and said point blank that he is committed to working in these next days at a more intensive pace, together with Carol Browner and other members of the administration, to help bring together the ability to find 60 votes for that comprehensive legislation. And the leader is committed to getting that comprehensive legislation to the floor as soon as possible, whenever that might turn out to be. Senator Lieberman and I will continue to work with our colleagues and the stakeholders in order to carve a path to 60 votes for comprehensive legislation that appropriately targets in an appropriate way carbon so that we can send signals to the marketplace and change the direction and create jobs for America and improve our security. The work we've done over the past year and a half will remain a foundation for all of this effort. I just want to say to all of you on a personal level that, I watched Ted Kennedy over 26 years fight to get tough things passed. And in 1970, he began that effort to pass health care reform. We just got it this year. This is not going to take that long. This is not going to take close to that long. I am absolutely confident that as the American people make their voices heard and as our colleagues go home and listen to them, we're going to grow in our ability to be able to pass this. And I just want to thank those who've helped bring this issue a long, long way. We have had a remarkable caucus of some 20 senators plus who have met week after week. And in the 26 years I've been here, I've never seen as many senators from as many different places come together consistently to work to move legislation forward. That effort's going to continue, and I'm grateful to Senator Reid, I'm grateful to the President for their commitment to put this country on the right path.
Carol?
Thank you. Let me start by thanking the leader, Senator Kerry, and all of the members that we have worked with to try and craft comprehensive energy legislation. We appreciate your commitment and your leadership. The President has made clear throughout his campaign, he has continued to make clear since coming to office, that we need to have a comprehensive energy policy for this country, that we need a policy that will break our dependence on foreign oil, that will create a new generation of energy jobs, and that will put a cap on the dangerous pollutants that contribute to global warming and climate change. The administration has taken unprecedented steps to address this problem. Through the Recovery Act, we are investing $80 billion to create jobs and take major strides towards creating new clean energy jobs and technology. We set tough new fuel efficiency standards for cars and the first ever greenhouse gas emissions for cars. We will continue to use our existing tools to address these problems. Now, obviously, everyone is disappointed that we do not yet have agreement on comprehensive legislation. We will continue to work with the senators to craft important comprehensive legislation. But in the meantime, the leader has suggested that there are steps we can take today, important steps, and we support his decision to move forward and to take those steps so that we can begin this process. And we will work with him in the coming week to see if we can't achieve passage of this legislation while we continue to work to secure comprehensive energy and climate change legislation. Thank you.
Questions?
This narrower bill?
Yeah, each provision we have is bipartisan. The, of course, the second provision that I talked about is Menendez-Hatch, and the third one, the Homestar, we've heard there are a number of public statements from Republicans saying they like the program. I personally talked to a number of Republicans who like the program, so the answer is yes.
But they have opposed the oil spill liability language on the floor in the past.
I would not be moving on this if I did not think that.
Are you committed to taking this up in September or October?
I'm committed to taking this up now. This is going to move to the floor before this work period's out. Make sure that we all understand this is not the only energy legislation we're going to do. This is what we can do now. We're running out of time because of all the delays we've had on the Senate floor over the last year. We're going to continue to work on energy legislation. But think about this just briefly. The one thing that Gore and Pickens agreed, that we need a bridge to move to renewable energy. They agreed on batteries and natural gas. Batteries, we have technology going on. The President did a great job in what he did with the stimulus bill in reactivating battery technology in our country. These trucks, there are 6 million 18-wheelers around America today driving around. The lifespan of a truck isn't very long. During the good times, 3 years ago or so, one major trucking company was buying 175 new 18-wheel trucks every week. This legislation allows the conversion of those trucks from diesel fuel to natural gas. This will lessen our dependence on foreign oil. As far as jobs, we're doing everything we can to increase employment. This Homestar bill will increase employment in every state in the union by a significant amount. It's estimated, there are lots of different estimates, but with the money that we have with Homestar, we're talking about we could be having there as many as, when would that be, 350 to 400,000 jobs. Big time with that. So I'm very satisfied with what we have here. This is something that we need to do. It's a number of steps for it, as I explained to my caucus today. Lessen our dependence on foreign oil. Every senator could do a snap quiz and add 25 different ways they could do that other than how I did it. On what we want to do with jobs, snap quiz, they could do the same thing. I had to make a decision. Here's the decision I made. I appreciate very much the President, and I appreciate all my chairmen. They've worked hard on this. We've had meetings in the room right as I'm looking down the hall here, many meetings. They have all been extremely understanding of where we are today. It's easy to count to 60. We learned to do that. I knew it. I could do it by the time I was in eighth grade. So my point is this. We know where we are. We know where we are. We know that we don't have the votes. This is a step forward. So, frankly, I appreciate my chairman. But no one has worked harder on any piece of legislation in my entire legislative career than Senator Kerry has worked on this. But that doesn't take away from Senator Boxer, from Senator Bingaman, from Senator Rockefeller, Senator Lincoln, the others who have jurisdiction on matters relating to this. So this is a step forward, small step, but very, very important.
Senator, have you talked about not having...
Pardon me?
On the black farmer settlement?
Pardon me?
On the black farmer settlement?
You know, this is an interesting game we're playing around here. First of all, they want everything paid for. And then when we pay for it, they don't like how we paid for it. So this is just an effort for them to stall. There is a judgment against our country on the Pigford matter, black farmers. A judgment. The plaintiffs could start executing on that judgment the way I understand it. So for the Republicans to say, we want it paid for. We paid for it. That's what we did. We thought it had been around long enough. There was an emergency. We said, fine, you want it paid for. We'll pay for it. Now they don't like to pay for. I mean, this is the stall. I will go here. When we get to the supplemental bill, which is there, there's a pay for in that. This is the proverbial stall I've had for 18 months. Pardon me? Yeah, that's basically, that's the big one.
What about OCS, the big one?
No, we'll see what's in it. I just, that's, the one title's that. I've told you the second title. I don't know everything I'm going to put in the BP oil spill.
Ms. Browner, why did the president get legislatively involved in carbon capture?
What do you mean get legislatively involved? What do you want to...
He's writing a bill, like some environmentalists wanted to do.
Yeah, yeah. I'm happy to answer that question, Carol. President Obama and President Obama personally has talked to me many times about energy legislation, the need for it. He did this starting back in the campaign and didn't stop after he was elected president. His people, Rahm, Messina, Secretary of Interior, Carol Browner, and many others are talking to me all the time about energy. So for anyone to think the president has been involved in this, simply he is mistaken.
Senator,
did you talk about not having any Republicans working with you on a carbon cap? What about the Democrats? There's a number of Democrats come from coal-dependent states, come from large industrial states, who are supportive of pricing carbon as well. What are you doing?
But you can't make that statement. It is not a black and white issue. And that's why what has been our trying to thread that needle. With some of the work that John has done, we had most all the coal state senators agreeing with what we were doing, the direction we were taking. Were we there yet? No, but we've come a long ways.
What was your vote count in the Democratic caucus for
what was your count?
All right, thank you.
Okay,
Senator,
thank you.
One quick question, please. Do you expect the Senate to pass Senator Rockefeller's bill to delay the EPA tailoring rule by 2 years?
I don't know. We'll take a look at that.
So, Ms. Brown,
what?